And welcome to the ET691 Internship Podcast with your host, Irene Bao. For this episode, we are going to shift gears away from the Key Concept Portfolio and dive into the Internship Portfolio. The Reflections section of your Internship Portfolio is one of the most asked about sections from interns regarding the process of reflecting, such as how often, what type of platform, digital or non-digital, and the product you should create in your portfolio to showcase your reflections. This episode will focus on the reflection process and creation for your portfolio and some strategies for success. Today I'm with Jennifer Moss, a recent alumna from the Loyola EdTech program, talking about the good, the bad, the reflections. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, Irene.
So before we dive in, Jen, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
So I'm a vocal music teacher in Baltimore County Schools. Like you said, I recently graduated the EdTech program. It's my second master's through Loyola, and I'm giving presentations and PDs on different tech tools like VoiceThread and Flipgrid, and just excited to be here sharing about my internship with you guys.
Awesome. Yeah. So today we're talking about the reflection section of the internship portfolio. So let's dive into some questions about the good, the bad, the reflections. And I named it the good, the bad, and the reflections because I really wanted, a lot of people highlight the good, and you want a combination of things because everything is not going to be sunshine and roses. So before we get into the good, the bad, let's start with how did you document your reflections for your internship?
I used Wix to create my internship portfolio, and through the website, I created a page for my reflections. Wix has interactive slideshows, which is what I used to write my reflections with. So it was kind of like a slideshow of each reflection within the website.
So did you document your reflections directly on the website, or did you write them elsewhere, jot down some ideas or notes elsewhere, and then put them on the website?
Generally, I tried to write them right on the website. I didn't usually publish them right away. I kind of kept them for my own notes. If I knew I wasn't going to be able to write the reflection within a day or so, I'd write some like paper notes for myself after the session so I could come back to it later and be like, okay, this is what happened, and then write the reflection.
Awesome. Yeah, and I've heard of other interns, they carry notebooks around, do papers, have a Google Doc. There's a lot of different ways you can document your reflections. It's interesting that you document them directly on the website, taking out kind of that middle step, if you will. So getting into that documentation, how often did you write your reflections?
I wrote a reflection after every session, or if something major came up related to my internship that was kind of like a big deal. I tried to write them within a day or so, like I said, but sometimes if that wasn't really an option, I'd leave myself some notes and just to not forget the key points about the sessions.
Awesome. So can you describe like something that came up that was a big deal? You don't have to get too detailed, but that you ended up reflecting on. So to give an example of what like a big deal of something that you didn't plan to necessarily reflect on in your internship.
So part of my internship was creating a personal learning network for teachers, and we instituted a Twitter challenge for the teachers that was completely optional. This year, there was a lot of changes within the school. We had a new principal, things like that, just a change in the social climate within the building, and some of the teachers did not take well to the idea of being able to participate in a Twitter challenge. They didn't think it was optional. So there was some questioning about that, and there was some discussions through myself and some of the faculty members about that, and that was kind of unexpected on my part because I made it very clear that the whole thing was just if you wanted to try it, you could try it, and other people were just like, I don't think that's what you said. And I'm like, no, that's exactly what I said. So
there was some miscommunication that was happening. Amongst your faculty and yourself and what they were expected to do. And that led to issues you had to resolve that you didn't anticipate probably in your proposal. You probably didn't list like this week, I'm going to be resolving issues due to miscommunication. Awesome. And so, so you added that to your reflection. Very good. Continuing going into these writing the reflections, you had some issues. You said you had some administrative changes. The climate, anytime you have administrative changes, the climate of the school always, you know, it shifts all the, every time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no going against that. So how detailed, how, what level of detail did you include in those reflections? So something, I'm asking this question because something I try to reiterate to the interns is that you want to include the good, the bad, the everything, but you also want to be very careful about the level of detail because you don't necessarily want to name names or you are putting this on kind of a website that is considered public. I'm using air quotes for those, like no one can see me, but it's considered public because it is out there on the internet. So at what level, talk to us about the level of detail you included in like issues such as the miscommunication.
Well, for that kind of thing, I definitely did not include names or anything like that. I just kind of mentioned that we had the miscommunication about the internship. And then that we tried to like, between myself, the teacher and another mediator, that the three of us kind of resolved the problem. So I tried to keep it vague, but also mentioned that there was a problem and that there was kind of some kind of resolution happening between myself and the teacher. Awesome. And then afterwards she was fine with it. She was like, oh yeah, okay, I understand now what you were saying here. So
perfect. So yeah, so kind of showcasing the issue that there was an issue, not having so many details that people would get upset about it. What we don't want to have happen within this internship and with anything is that your position, your job is at jeopardy due to reflecting on maybe some of the issues because it's not all rainbows and butterflies as we were saying earlier. So in documenting your reflections, what was one or maybe you have more than one strategy that worked for you?
Making sure I did everything within a timely manner of finishing the sessions or resolving an issue within the thing. Because if I find like if I took too long between a session and writing it, even with having those notes available, it wasn't as meaningful to me as doing it within like a day of finishing the session. So I could like really reflect on what I did and then kind of change things or tweak things for follow-up sessions if needed.
So I love this idea of the timely manner. I'm a big reflector and I always reflect directly after. I don't always document it like I'd need to be. And then I go back a few weeks later to document it and I'm like, oh, what was it again? So I like this idea of timely manner. What were some strategies you had in ensuring that your reflections were timely? Go ahead.
What I tried to do was give myself about a half hour after the session where I just kind of sat down and just did it. Or if I couldn't do it right after that, maybe that evening or the next day, I tried to give myself like a half hour where I just absolutely just sat down and did it. Like that time was blocked off. Like my husband couldn't talk to me. I couldn't put the dog out. None of that stuff. So,
no blocking out that time.
Yeah.
Just get it done. I love the idea of blocking out directly afterwards. And I know a lot of times that's not possible. You have to run, pick up the kids, especially if you're doing an after school thing, pick up the kids, go home, do that thing. But giving yourself some time in the evening, and you said 30 minutes. So it took about 30 minutes to document your reflection. All right. So do you have any other suggestions for the current interns or future interns on documenting their ongoing reflections?
Find a platform that works for you. You can use Google Docs or Slides, or like I did something within the website or a blogging site, or and just stick with that platform throughout the whole process. Don't be doing stuff in Google Slides and then a Google Doc later and then do a website blog here. And then also try and keep it all in one place. So that way you know exactly where you need to do what that platform is and what you're going to do. Also try and write the reflections as you're going. I find it's more meaningful for me if I have that reflection as part of the process so I can make quick changes and change things if I need to within for the next session or for the next group of teachers. So, that's all I have.
I love your idea of the one platform. I am a sticky note, multiple book. I am someone who likes to write down stuff. Right now I'm making notes in a journal. And I do also take notes digitally, but sometimes I find it more difficult to find those again, unless I super organize it when I create it. And sometimes I just need to jot stuff down. And so I end up looking and I have like 20 different sticky notes that I'm like, I need to hold onto these. I need to throw out the, this becomes a little crazy. So I like that suggestion of getting yourself organized and finding what works. I see a lot of our interns have journals. They have handwritten notes and they handwrite. They don't necessarily do like the long reflection paragraph form for reflection, but they'll do bullets in their notebook and then transform it into a picked up document. Or like you said, you use the Wix like slide share. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today about the good, the bad, and the reflections, the good, the bad, the reflections. Do you have any other suggestions or anything for the interns before we go?
Just have fun with what you're doing. Like that's all I can say really. And reflect on it.
Have fun and reflect on it. Well, thank you so much, Jen, for joining us today. And I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for joining me today to chat about the good, the bad, the reflections. On the next episode, we will continue our journey into the internship portfolio with Showcase Your Awesome, the process and products with guest Patty Holy Linda. Have a great week of teaching and learning, and thanks for listening.